Hello there. Thank you again for joining with me. We're starting this new series on Walking with Jesus. So let me tell you my story. I became a Christian on Wednesday the 26th of March, 1969, at around 11 o'clock in the morning. I was 20 years old. And the background to this is as follows. I was raised in a non-Christian family, and church was never a feature of our lives. I have memories of attending a local Sunday school in the afternoon simply because all my friends had suddenly disappeared on the streets of the council estates where I grew up. And when I inquired where they'd gone, I was told that they'd gone down to this class held by an Anglican priest. That little adventure lasted a few weeks when I joined them because they asked me to leave because it seemed that I was a little too unruly. My next encounter with the religious side of life was when I turned up for class at the beginning of the new year as a 14-year-old, only to find that it was an RE lesson, kind of religious education. The first thing the teacher did was to ask us to write 2 pages on what God meant to us personally. I was offended, and so I walked out of the classroom and boycotted those lessons for the next 2 years. I did my homework in the school library instead. Years later, after leaving school, I found myself as an apprentice engineer, following in my father's footsteps. Around that time, I was living 2 lives, one in my day job, Monday to Friday, and the other as a weekend hippie, one of 2 singers in a local rock band and dabbling in all the things that accompanied that lifestyle. The other singer in the band, my long-term friend Ishmael, was on a bit of a spiritual journey himself. He had been born into a Christian family, but had become the wild prodigal. I think God was on his case. And he came to find me, to drag me into his own kind of pilgrimage. And so I drifted along with him as each Sunday we explored different churches. On the evening of Sunday the 23rd of March, 1969, we went along to a little evangelical free church in Fittleworth, near Petworth in Sussex. And we sat at the back of the church with all these old people in front of us. They sang hymns and then a man in his 30s got up to speak about following Jesus. I didn't really understand much of what he was saying, but I was struck by his sincerity. The service finished with a final hymn that I've never heard sung since in church. It was called Almost Persuaded. It was all about people that dithered and procrastinated to make a commitment to Christ. And the last stanza was this: Almost persuaded, harvest is past. Almost persuaded, doom comes at last. Almost is but to fail. Almost cannot avail. Sad, sad, that bitter wail, almost but lost. Those last 3 words hit me like a sledgehammer. As I left the church, I found myself thinking, if these people are right, then I'm on the wrong road. The following morning, I returned to my engineering job and got down to work. As I relaxed into what I was doing, the thoughts of the previous night came back to me and they brought others with them. Soon, it was like I was observing and listening to a debate going on in my own mind. One voice was saying that I needed to become a Christian. another voice was trying to strongly dissuade me from making that choice. This debate over 3 days turned into a fierce combat within me, so much so that it badly affected my concentration on my work. Thoroughly frustrated with it, I left the workplace about 11 o'clock in the morning, seeking somewhere quiet to think. I realised that I'd arrived at a T-junction in my life and I did not know which way to turn. There was a battle royal going on inside of me and I began to realise it was over my future. I found myself mumbling, "I don't know what to do." Suddenly, and this is the only way I can describe it, Jesus stood in front of me. I did not see him with my eyes. I didn't hear an audible voice. He just seemed to stand there. I sensed his presence, and somehow I knew who it was. And I said to him, "I don't know anything about you, but I believe in you." And at that point, the inner war instantly stopped. And my journey with him began. I've been following him for over 50 years now. And have grown to love him, to know him, to love him, and respect him. And I've sought to become like him, at least as much as I know how. Yet even after all these years, I still feel that he is way beyond my comprehension. Like Paul wrote, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully as I've been fully known." I remember talking to a real hippie in Avignon back in 1972. I was part of a missionary team working in the city. We were having a conversation about 2 o'clock in the morning. He told me that he travelled into several countries in the world looking for the truth. I replied, "I found him. I found him, and now I am exploring him to the limits." We'll pick up this some more tomorrow. In the meanwhile, you take care out there. Have a good day. God bless.